This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're at hour number two, Monday, January 8th, 2024. Dr. Dennis Rancourt is joining us on the other side of the special report by Greg Reese on satellite images of Epstein Island. Stay with us, everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune in now.
A viral video making the rounds has utilized Google Earth's history tool to show what appears to be mass graves on Epstein's Island that were dug shortly after his arrest in 2006. In September of 2002, in the center of the island, Google Earth shows that there was nothing but a bare mound of earth. In March of 2005, the Palm Beach, Florida police began investigating Epstein after a mother reported that he sexually abused her 14-year-old daughter. In July of 2006, Epstein was arrested by the Palm Beach Police Department on state felony charges of procuring a minor for prostitution. Hours later, he was released on a $3,000 bond. A few months later, in November of 2006, Google Earth shows that the previously bare mound has what appears to be mass graves freshly buried on top of it. During this time, Palm Beach County State Attorney Barry Krischer is accused of giving Epstein special treatment, and the FBI begin an investigation. In 2007, federal prosecutors prepare an indictment against Epstein, which is held up in the courts for a year. In June of 2008, Epstein pleads guilty to one count of soliciting prostitution and one count of soliciting prostitution from a minor. He is sentenced to 18 months in jail with a secret arrangement with the U.S. Attorney's Office to not be prosecuted for federal crimes. Epstein serves most of his sentence in a work release program that allows him to leave jail during the day. In July of 2009, Epstein is released from jail. 1 month later in August, Google Earth shows that what appeared to be mass graves on the mound have been covered over. In 2013, construction begins on the mound gravesite. By 2017, construction of what appears to be a tennis court is completed. Drone footage shows that the elevation in Google Earth is off. The newly built tennis court is on a flat plain surrounded by a dirt berm. By January of 2018, Google Earth shows that the tennis court has been raised and the earth beneath appears to have been excavated. In November of 2018, the Miami Herald begins publishing a series of articles about the Epstein case, which inspires public interest. In July of 2019, Epstein is charged on federal sex trafficking charges. 1 month later, the FBI raid the island. During this time, Google Earth shows cloud cover obscuring the view of the mound. On August 10th of 2019, Epstein is reported to have committed suicide in his New York City federal jail cell. The next available image is a month later, in September of 2019, and shows that the area on the mound is being used as a parking lot for commercial vehicles. The area is cleared by 2020 and has remained so until today. In a recent video, corporate media propagandist Megyn Kelly claims that we may be hearing from Jeffrey Epstein himself this year.
We're not done with Jeffrey Epstein. I can tell you that for a fact. Can't tell you how I know, but I can tell you for a fact we're going to hear a lot more about Jeffrey Epstein in the coming year, and you may be even hearing from him directly. More on that as I'm allowed to tell you.
While most believe that Epstein was murdered, many believe that he is still alive, claiming that images of his alleged corpse appear to be a different person, that the shape of his nose and ears were different. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Looks like they were pulling bodies out of that hill and then built over it. But yeah, the word is they were killing kids there. This is unbelievable. All right, we're going to come back with a massive deep dive on the 17 million killed directly connected to the... January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're about to do a deep investigation in the next 2 hours with Dr. Dennis Rancourt. We'll tell you all about him in a moment, but here is a brief boil down of the findings he and his international team have found that mirrors other major investigative groups around the world using hard data from the death certificates, the death numbers around the planet.
We calculate the toxicity of the vaccine for all ages, and the number allows us, given the number of doses that have been given worldwide, to conclude that 17 million people would have been killed by this vaccine. You can actually see when there's a rollout of a booster, for example, which happens very quickly in time for a given age group, you can actually see immediately following it a maximum in the all-cause mortality. So an excess mortality actual peak that's temporally associated with that rollout. And we see that repeatedly for each rollout.
Consistently across all countries?
All the countries that have sufficient data where you're able to look at it and you have both the vaccine data and the mortality data, this is what we see.
When you look at all-cause mortality, you see that deaths are increasing in the winter and decreasing in the summer. And it's the opposite in the southern hemisphere. Their summer is our winter, so in the summer you should have low death. But during the COVID vaccine campaign, suddenly you see spikes in mortality right after vaccine campaigns. And it's very clear because it's in the summer where you should see a low death period.
Especially in the boosters, like for the southern boosters, like the BioNTech, you know, across the boosters will roll out basically everywhere at the same time around the world. And in the southern hemisphere, it's a trough, as Jeremy just explained, so we should have a trough. But then you have an actual winter peak, actual booster peak, and another winter peak.
Yes.
Everywhere, in all the 17 countries we looked at, where data is good in the southern hemisphere, we saw that peak.
And something you never saw before.
We're putting his links, his reports out, their studies, at Real Alex Jones on Twitter and InfoWars.com. Get them, spread them. Everything is really going viral now. They did this presentation months ago, but it's just now exploding. Thanks to Brett Weinstein exposing it on Tucker Carlson's broadcast. I know of at least 10 major groups that have had similar findings. You've heard them here on this show. Medical groups, insurance company groups, stock market groups. That are live by numbers, and some of the best numbers we know are mortality numbers. There's nothing more conclusive than being dead. And so you see the spikes, as we just showed, beginning right when the shots and boosters happen. And I don't need to be a pathologist to know you shoot somebody in the head with a gun, they fall over and die. The gun did it. Well, now we have the scientists and folks to explain exactly what was in the gun and why it did kill them. So Dennis Rancourt holds a BSc and MSc degrees in physics and PhD in physics from the University of Toronto. He was a National Science Engineering Research Council, NSERC, of Canada's international postdoctoral candidate in national science laboratories in France and the Netherlands. He then became a national NSERC University Research Fellow at the NSERC-URF in Canada and a lead researcher and professor at the University of Ottawa for 23 years, where he attended the highest academic rank of tenured full professor. He is a interdisciplinary research scientist and has published over 100 articles in peer-reviewed science journals in many different areas of science. He is presently co-director of the research and nonprofit Correlation Research in the Public Interest, correlation-canada.org. You'll find him on X at Dennis Rancourt. And again, as I said, correlation-canada.org. This is going to go super viral. We already have conservatively 4 million people tuned in right now, just on our streams and talk radio, millions more on X. So a lot of folks have followed your work. Others haven't. So I think you're the expert on this. Wherever you want to start and begin, and over the next hour and 50 minutes, we've got a few breaks to take, but I'm going to try my best to give you the floor, at least in the first hour. Then I've got a lot of things I'd like to point out and questions I'd like to have. But thank you so much, Doctor, for joining us, and thank you for your work.
It's my great pleasure. I really enjoy your work, and I've followed you since your early days as a journalist, and I really appreciate what you're doing for the world and for people around the world. Well, listen, all-cause mortality means just counting deaths, as you mentioned. It is the hardest data you can have, and it's data that nations collect very, very dependably. They actually are interested in counting deaths and knowing who died, when they died, what age they were, and so on. So this is extremely well tabulated. Deaths and births are the best statistics you can get from a nation or from a state or from a province, any jurisdiction. So we study that data, and we've been studying it for a long time. The first paper we wrote describing the features of this kind of data was back on the 2nd of June 2020. So we've been doing this for a long time. We've written over 30 large scientific reports about this kind of stuff, very detailed reports. So basically, all-cause mortality is measured as a function of time, so by day, by week, by month, by year, and so on, in any jurisdiction that you like that provides the data. And you can do it by sex, and by age of the individual, and so on, as a function of time. And what you see in that data is quite remarkable. You see every phenomenon that can cause death in a society, you directly see it. So you can see, and I've showed this data in my presentations, but you can see large bumps of death in young men when there's a major war, like the Second World War. You can see an excess of death in men during the Vietnam War in the United States. You can see the Great Depression. You can see the Dust Bowl, these huge economic collapses. These are the kinds of phenomena that you can see in all-cause mortality. It has a seasonal variation. There's always many more deaths in the winter than in the summer. This phenomenon is not completely understood, I would argue. And it's reversed in the southern hemisphere because their summer is during our winter and so on. So the high deaths occur in their winter, so our summer in the southern hemisphere. And we've been measuring this data for more than 100 years now. It's really well displayed by nations, and people have been studying it. And so the kinds of things you can see are heat waves, for example, in northern latitude countries. An intense heat wave will kill people for about a week in places that are not used to getting such intense heat waves. An earthquake that crushes people in buildings, you'll see a spike that'll occur in 1 or 2 days. There'll be all these deaths, extra deaths, due to that killing by the earthquake. These are the kinds of phenomena that you can pick up easily in all-cause mortality data. And what's really important is that the CDC claimed pandemics of the past.
Doctor, here's probably a good point for me to interrupt, because I forgot to say this to you because we didn't talk before you came on. You sent us your slideshow, so whenever you're ready, you're going to kind of be the host here, because I want you to lead this. Whenever you're ready, give them a few seconds. They'll follow with slides when you're ready. So you just call for what you want.
Okay. Well, I didn't I didn't really plan to show them in sequence because that would be too much
That's okay. We'll try our best to find out of the hundreds of slides which ones you want when. And we should also people can go to your website and find it all right there as well.
Yes, of course. Yes. Well, we could show slide 6, for example, from what I sent you, and if.
It'll take a moment, but I was just letting you know the slides are there. Please continue.
Okay. Well, the point is, the main, yeah, slide 6 is a good illustration of all-cause mortality since 1900 in the U.S. For men and for women together. So you can see the bumps related to war and the Great Depression and so on. 1918 was a huge event. It's called the Spanish flu, but it shouldn't be called that because it's now proven scientifically that it was not a viral respiratory disease. In fact, what killed people was bacterial pneumonia. This is before antibiotics were invented, at a time when people were just surviving the First World War and living in horrible conditions with their families and so on. And you know it wasn't viral. It didn't kill anyone over 50 years of age. It's absolutely only killed young adults and children and so on. And it was all, we know from the pathology now, from the preserved lung tissue, that it was all bacterial pneumonia that was the real killer here. So this was co-opted to be a viral respiratory disease by the CDC, and it wasn't that at all. And this is very common. In fact, none of the modern claimed pandemics by the CDC in 1957, 1960.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So this is true even in India, where you would think that something like this would spread according to the ideas of epidemiology. There was no excess mortality in India until they rolled out the vaccines, and they rolled them out 3 months later than everyone else. So, and then when they rolled out the vaccines, it caused 3.7 million deaths in India, excess deaths. So there's more than half the countries in the world where they did not do these aggressive assaults, and they had no excess mortality whatsoever until you roll out the vaccines. And then you have these large peaks of mortality when you roll out the vaccines. So this is happening around the world. Now, the other thing that's important is that there's no excess mortality in any country, anywhere in the world, until the pandemic is announced. So it's a political act of announcing the pandemic that created hotspots. That is, nothing happened before that. Okay? That's really important. And then specific peaks of mortality happened after the pandemic was announced, often synchronously if they were doing the same kinds of assaults at the same time. So right after the pandemic was announced is a good example. You have to understand that synchronous peaks in mortality around the world in a hemisphere is absolutely impossible if you believe standard epidemiological theory. Because when you seed a new infection, it takes time, an unpredictable amount of time, before you get a surge in mortality. And because that time depends on all the details of that society and what the details of the seed was and so on. So you cannot get synchronous peaks of mortality from a spreading disease, no matter that there are airplanes flying around. None of the modern conditions change the fact that synchronicity is impossible within the idea of a spreading disease. So my conclusion in all of this is that the spreading diseases have never been a threat in themselves to any society in terms of causing mortality. Even the big epidemics and pandemics of the past, like even the Black Plague and so on, are being reanalyzed now by researchers that I'm in contact with in Germany, for example. And it's being understood in terms of huge assaults against the working class or the underclasses or the serfs and the people that were affected by huge societal transformations, like a change in regime, a takeover, a collapse in the economy.
Sure, if I could just add that, my dad's dad was in the Army Air Corps, and so before the war, he was flying into Germany, bombing them, but then once they went into Italy and into Germany, they said, okay, well, now you're going to be over, he was the boss over a mess hall and a traveling thing to feed troops, and what he said he saw was, and they're obviously worse than forced labor camps and dead people, but he said mainly, because we know 27 million Germans died, only a third of them so died in combat. It was starvation. And because people didn't have food, then a common cold would just kill them. And so that's what you're saying is, you have World War I, mass death, sickly people, bad food, a depression, and then we see a spike, just like the Great Depression here. I've seen some university numbers in the U.S. saying 7 million people died of malnutrition during the Great Depression. So I mean, everybody knows that. You don't feed the fish in your fish tank, and they're not healthy. They suddenly, get some type of bacterial infection, grow stuff on them, and die. Because you went out of town for 2 weeks, didn't feed the fish. You come back, they have an infection, they're dead. I mean, it's real simple.
Yes. And okay, so you talked about nutrition, which obviously is very important. But there's another big factor that is extremely important and that's studied extensively in the scientific literature, and that is the impact of psychological stress and social isolation. Psychological stress and social isolation are known to be the biggest determining factors in terms of depressing your immune system and therefore making you vulnerable to every kind of infection. And so psychological stress, when you lose your job, when the society is being transformed because of a war, and so on, that has a huge impact on your physiology, and it makes you more vulnerable to infections, including children and so on. So that's very, very important, the psychological stress. In fact, I have argued from my social theory studies that we always inhabit, as social animals, we inhabit a dominance hierarchy, and that dominance hierarchy is maintained by constant aggressions by the dominants, and that aggression produces chaotic stress, and that stress depresses your immune system to some degree and makes you more vulnerable. So that's why the lower strata, if you like, of society, the underclasses, die sooner. They die earlier. That's the biggest determining factor, is your social classes, of how old you're going to live. And they're sick more often. And this is by design, in the sense that this is how dominance hierarchies among animals maintain the dominance hierarchy, is they keep the underling sick, if you like.
By the way, this is so key, and I'm going to shut up. Klaus Schwab, in papers he's written in public statements, says, we're going to stress the world to get rid of the old system and make a more angrier world, and out of that, we'll collapse the system and build on its ashes our system. And if you look at feudalism, which has been the most common form of government, whether it was in ancient Japan, Europe, the Aztec kingdom, Mesoamerica, the Mayans before them, basic Mayan culture, is they kept the general public at near starvation under control. That's why royals throughout history are a couple feet taller in many cases than the little serfs, because they've not gotten the nutrition they need. Keeping them poor and starving and only on a tiny piece of land, you get executed if you're caught taking one of the king's rabbits or deer. That's done deliberately to keep them down. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. You have really dovetailed into exactly my thought here, but it doesn't have to be primarily nutrition. In a society where nutrition and access to resources is a major effect, then sure. But there can be a society where it's not so much about nutrition, but it's more about the actual stress, this random chaotic stress. Studies have shown that the stress to keep you in your place is more effective if it's irrational. There's no reason for it, and if it's random. And this has been going on for a long time. This is how you stabilize the dominance hierarchy. And so one of the studies that I rely on a lot was done by a theoretical physicist, and he did a study of what stabilizes society. When do you have a democracy versus a totalitarian system? And this was a theoretical physics paper that has had a big impact on my thinking. And it goes like this. I'll just summarize it very briefly. So what they found in this study that was published recently is that there are two parameters that control the extent to which the society will either, run away to totalitarianism or can sustain democracy and a layered structure with class structures and everything for a reasonably long time. And those two parameters are authoritarianism. And what that means in the model is if you are fighting for influence or fighting a battle against someone who's more powerful, who has more social status, if the chance if you will always lose as soon as someone has a little bit more power or status, then that's a very authoritarian system. And if once in a while you can win in court or wherever, then that's less authoritarian. Okay. So that's one parameter. And the other parameter is how violent the society is, which means when you do lose one of these battles for influence and so on, a fight, if you like, in society.
Doctor, we got a break. This is a hard satellite break. I want you to start over, because everything you're saying, I'm a layperson, is making perfect sense. Defund the police, create racial division, put women in dresses in the military. It's all meant to stress everyone and break down the old society to bring in the new. You're totally right. Wow. I'm having an epiphany right now. Stay right there. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Dennis Rancourt is our guest here, and obviously a lot of people are tuned in and want to get into the 17 million dead, the statistics and the numbers, but first he's giving you the history of it and really getting into why he thinks they're doing this. Now, it's not just the shots, it's a whole psychological combination. But that's not his opinion, but he goes into the science of it and what actually happened. They said in Canada, the U.S., England, the headlines, London Telegraph, you name it, Military secretly terrorized public to follow COVID measures. CIA paid off doctors to not tell the truth about therapeutics and to say that, you know, the shots were more deadly. And all these politicians saying it's going to kill 5 million in the U.S. and 500,000 in the U.K. to create that fear. Then locking people down, putting masks on, massive suicide, massive divorce, mass giving you bacterial pneumonia, you know, all of this going on, and then you look at the destabilization and the admission. So there's different ways scientifically to look at this, but they admit, Klaus Schwab admits, we are trying to destabilize civilization. Like Yuri Bezmenov, the big KGB defector, talked about the Russian tactic in countries they were trying to exploit. And people say, oh, the Russians did it here. Well, yeah, but the Russian system got set up by elites in the U.S. and England, so they were kind of using technologies there to test it out on the Russians because they've been under a czarist system where mainly farmers, they thought these will be easy people to go control. Once they seize Russia, they then use it as an exploitation system worldwide. But Yuri Bezmenov talked about the demoralization phase, destabilizing, turning people against each other, undermining the system, and then they go through the other levels of this, and then finally the exploitation phase where they use the captured country to start projecting the power into the next system they're going to capture. I would use the analogy of a beekeeper goes in and turns on smoke to confuse the bees and distract them and make them be disoriented and trying to attack the smoke so you can go in and take all the honey. I mean, I think that's probably a good analogy. What do you think, doctor, on that? And then let's continue.
Okay. Well, let me first summarize one of the main points that I've been trying to convey up to now. I would put it this way. All-cause mortality and our several years of study, in-depth study, has absolutely convinced us there was no pandemic in the sense that there was not a particularly virulent new pathogen that was spreading and causing death. That is not what happened. What happened was huge assaults against vulnerable people by many different methods, and every time you did that, you caused excess mortality. In all the countries where they were not doing that, there was absolutely no excess mortality, even if it was a jurisdiction that was right beside the one that was doing this. So this so-called virus, or the virus, would have had to be carrying a passport. It did not cross jurisdictional borders, and that is seen over and over again in maps that we have shown. So there were localized moments and points of high deaths directly caused by the huge assaults. So this was excess mortality always produced by attacks against people in various forms, and it's the vulnerable people, especially the elderly, the disabled, and so on, who died in the greatest numbers as a direct result of those assaults. And the mechanism of the death overall in the U.S. is as follows. We know that social isolation and psychological stress that goes to the heart of your self-image, and this is the kind of impact we were having on people, that depresses your immune system, makes you vulnerable to infection. The most common infections in the U.S. are bacterial pneumonia. In fact, poor people in the United States traditionally get many more prescriptions of antibiotics because they're particularly vulnerable to that. There was a huge recognized epidemic of bacterial pneumonia in the U.S. The death certificates tell us that. And this was happening because they refused to prescribe antibiotics. Antibiotic prescription rates around the Western world dropped by 50% exactly when you needed it most, when people were getting these infections. And so this is the mechanism whereby they died, but it's the assaults that kill them. And so there's a whole variety of assaults. For example, in Peru, they called in 10,000 military reservists to go and find people in the countryside and everywhere and test them for COVID. And if they tested, they would rip them out of their families and isolate them. This killed, there's a huge peak of all-cause mortality in Peru directly related to that policy. In the U.S., the so-called vaccine equity campaigns that went in and got people that way, that directly caused a peak of mortality in the summer when you should never have one in the United States. In the United States, what we found was that excess mortality was highly correlated to poverty in the state. So In fact, it wasn't only correlated, very, very strong correlation, it was proportional to. So a state that would have had no poor would have not had any excess mortality. So this was a major assault against people, and as a result, the most vulnerable were killed, and it's a huge number. Now, that's before we talk about the vaccines. But the vaccines are part of this assault, are part of, you know, you're forcing them on people and so on. So you cannot dissociate that what's in the injection and the fact that you're assaulting people in this way and inducing this fear and forcing them to have something injected in their body and so on.
Sure. Well, let me just ask this then, because everything you're saying is true. I mean, they fund Black Lives Matter to riot and burn stuff down, billions of dollars, and kill a bunch of people. Same stuff goes on in Europe. They defund the police at the same time. They block, not just Europe, was somewhat coordinated, but therapeutics around the world. They then have police out beating and attacking viciously from New York City to you know, you name it. Horses running over people in Ottawa, just all of this. This was dystopia. On top of it, then, you show that in your 25-minute presentation that I aired on my show last night that I posted on Friday that, you know, proud of the folks over at Real Alex Jones, got like 3 million views, and because this is a war to expose this. But then expanding on that, you then show the little bump from the stress, and it's still a lot of people have been dying, but little compared to the shots and the mask and the lockdowns and all the social pressure. There's this deadly virus and all the anxiety, but then the shots start. That's when you really get those big spikes.
Yeah. See, I don't agree with the deadly virus. Our work, I think, proves that you cannot believe in a deadly virus that was spreading and that was really causing the problem. So that's just the point that I have to insist on. But what's important here when you talk about the police and so on, you have to realize that the medical industry itself is a much bigger killer than anything the police could do. The third leading cause of death in Western societies is medicine itself, is the medical establishment.
Well, Doc, let me stop you. I want to be 100% clear. I agree with you that the death, because they admit it, was the remdesivir and the ventilators and then just not letting people who just had regular colds or whatever have access, shutting the hospitals down, sending people back home that already had a cold, not giving them treatment, waiting until it got worse. I mean, that was what premeditatively did that. I was just simply saying, you're right, I'm not a statistician, but it shows the little hump there from all that. And then 2021 comes around and boom, we see mass death.
Well, in the U.S., it was not a little hump. It was very significant. So depending on the jurisdiction and depending on these aggressions, those initial humps before they rolled out were also very large. But let me insist on this. Medicine itself, the medical establishment, is a leading cause of death in the world. Okay? So the so-called medical errors and prescriptions and the treatments that are traditional, accepted treatments, are huge killers. So I this is well known, this is recognized. It's recognized in the scientific journals to be the third leading cause of death in the Western world. Now, what I have argued is that it's structurally made that way. Medicine, the role of medicine as an institution in our society is to maintain the dominance hierarchy, is to keep people sick and to put them in their place. It's just part of that institutionally. So medicine itself is already a big killer. So it's not surprising that a medical military campaign of this type would also kill. You see, my point is that we can't forget that medicine itself has huge problems, and I would argue from a...
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
These boosters. And what we found was that it increases exponentially with age. And so a key graph that shows that in the presentation there is, for example, slide 23 for Australia and Israel. There it is. And so you can see that the toxicity of the vaccine on the y-axis increases exponentially with the age of the person being injected. And this is data from Israel and also from Australia for the booster dose. So we can see this repeatedly. So you have to think of the vaccine as a toxic substance, because the more injections you have, the more likelihood that the damage is accumulating and that will kill you more. So the boosters we find are having a bigger effect than the first doses. And just like a toxic substance, the older you are, the more vulnerable you are to dying, to being poisoned in that way. And so you can really understand it that way. And based on all of this study and systematically seeing it virtually in every country where we have enough data that we can find it, we concluded what the average toxicity per dose was on the planet. And then from that, given that we know how many doses were delivered, we can calculate how many people would have been killed on the planet, and they would be predominantly older people, And we came up with that number 17 million plus or minus half a million. That's the statistical error on the average. So we believe that a large number of deaths, that many deaths globally, can be temporally associated to the rollouts of these vaccines, and that all the indicators are, all the scientific criteria for deciding if it's a causal relationship are satisfied. So there appears to be a strong causal relationship between you inject and you get these excess deaths. And that's how we did it. And so we have studied more than 100 countries now. We have graphs and graphs, and by age group and by time, of these peaks and what was done. And like I said, when we see an anomaly in a country, we can go in there and say, oh, what were they doing here? So, for example, and this is going to shock some people, but in Cuba, they developed their own vaccine, and it turned out that their own vaccine is more toxic than the vaccines we were generally using. There's a huge peak of excess mortality that only happens when Cuba rolls out its own vaccine. And so there's all kinds of examples in the data of this kind of phenomenon. There is no doubt in my mind that there is this causal relationship that you can conclude from the criteria scientifically for establishing a causal relationship between the vaccines and death. And some of the critics have said, oh, but those are just COVID deaths. Well, why would you have a peak in COVID deaths precisely when you rolled out the booster everywhere in the world every time? And then they come up with these crazy theories like, well, they rolled out the boosters when they knew there was new variants coming out, and therefore that would explain it. So you have to start inventing all these scenarios, for which there is no concrete data, by the way. These are just invented scenarios. You have to start making excuses like that if you want to start explaining some of the features that we see in the data.
And Doc, but, now we're talking to Dr. Dennis Rancourt, who helped lead this international group with such amazing information that pretty much mirrors the other organizations and groups and insurance actuarists and others that have come out and said, look, it's between 17 and 20-something million dead, depending on how you slice it. You've gone with a conservative number here. What did you make, and I'm sure you've seen the fact that the man, Barry Young, in New Zealand, that was the only person over all the databases, and he had a government database of when they gave somebody a shot, money was apportioned to go to Pfizer, that was the majority of the shots given there, and then he could take the actual death numbers, and he could place that over it, and lo and behold, it was almost all the people that had taken the shots that were indeed dying. So you can look at death exploding right when shots happen and say, well, that looks like that's the shot. But you get Barry Young's information, and from what he says, the only country where that's been released, they've now criminally charged him. They've not denied that he got the data or was the head guy. How important is his whistleblowing, and how important would other whistleblowers be coming forward?
That's I would say it's very important. That's exactly the kind of data you need to go a step further. You need to know the people who died, not only how old they were and where they died, but had they been injected and when had they been injected? What is the time lapse between the last injection they had and their death? You need that data, and you need it on a person by person basis. You need to couple those data sets. And that's precisely what we need. And that's precisely what governments, national governments, absolutely don't want any researchers to have. And they go to great lengths to prevent us from getting that data. So many scientists have been asking for that data, have been pointing out that this is the data you need to really solve this problem, and you can't get it. So it's a very important movement to have whistleblowers like that who expose some of that data, even though it's not complete for the whole nation, and you can argue that there might be caveats that you have to worry about. Still, this is precisely the kind of data that one needs to go further and to really see, for example, if some manufacturers are more toxic than others, and to see the age variation.
I was about to say, because it gets down to certain lots are even worse. We saw that here in the U.S., and just last week they announced that Moderna's main plant accidentally didn't control anything and doesn't now know what went in. The headline was, unknown substance in their shot. Looks to me like they're trying to cover their ass.
Yeah. Overall, in our research, the toxic lawn idea has not played a big role because we're looking at the state, you know, the scale of nations and the world, and we don't see those relatively small effects if there was a bad batch or it wasn't well preserved or it was. But, and also, we studied the proposal that there were actual toxic batches, but what we found instead is that those batches had been given at first to more elderly people.
Ah.
And we know that the death from the vaccine to more elderly people goes exponentially. So we were able to explain the VARS data, for example, in terms purely in terms of the age of who was being injected with that batch and how old were they on average and so on. So we don't put a lot of weight into this idea that
sure.
People died from the vaccine because of bad batches. No.
No, I wasn't saying it was bad batches. I was
yeah,
just
yeah,
raising
no,
that.
I know, but
I think some of them were might have been range finding and testing. But let me ask you this before we go to break, come back in the next hour. Looking at this and looking at what's happened now and how they're trying to suppress these numbers, just put, you know, putting your lay hat on, this is a regular citizen of the world, citizen of Canada, do you think the establishment's happy right now? I see this as a devastating defeat of them. They got a few years of hysteria. They killed a lot of people. They hurt a lot of people. They admit it was a beta test now. Bill Gates has said this for a larger takeover. They want a global carbon tax. They want carbon lockdowns. They're all admitting that this was the beginning of their new Build Back Better, their great reset. So that's not an opinion. They've said that. But it doesn't seem like it's going well for them and that they kind of jumped the shark.
Hmm. I don't know. I might offer an opposite view, which is this military campaign of injecting everyone in their societies has been a great success. They perfected, they got everyone involved, all the institutions, all the academics, all the media, and they had this huge propaganda umbrella, and it was a military rollout, and they did succeed in vaccinating everyone, getting everyone to wear masks. They wanted to test to what degree they could actually convince people that it was to let themselves be injected with a substance, for God's sakes, and they succeeded. And so it was a successful experiment. They learned a lot from it. They will, I'm sure they'll adjust it, fine-tune it if they want to do it again. But it's amazing the degree to which they succeeded. Now, there's a lot of resistance, and that resistance is clearly worrying them, which is why there's so much censorship. And why they go so violently after the organizers and things like that and put them in jail in Canada anyway. And so, they're worried about resistance and they're worried about that. But, you know, I think that what's driving this is geopolitics. I think that the U.S. losing its grip on the U.S. dollar as the world currency and the ability to extract resources in that way. The emergence of Eurasia, China and Russia and so on. These are the big forces that are at play here. And I think that the crazy people who want to keep doing what they do in the United States, the elite, they want to make sure that there's no domestic resistance to the wars that they want to have.
No, I totally agree. You stay right there. It's an excuse to set up martial law and shut down your political opposition. And it's not your opinion. As you know, the Rockefeller Foundation in 2010 and others, Operation Lockstep, they basically say that. And so that's what this is. This is a cover for martial law by another name. Dr. Dennis Rancourt, very impressive person. Correlation-Canada.org. And you can also find him on X. Dr. Dennis Rancourt. Dennis Rancourt on X. We'll be right back with hour number three. We'll talk about how we stop this because they are getting ready to launch a new one.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.